Planet X, Nibiru, megaquakes, nuclear war, martial law, new world order, FEMA camps, guillotines, aliens, UFOs, fallen angels, Anunnaki. Their Earth will never be the same again. And at that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone who is found written in the book, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray, please. Please, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you that any words that we say today, any speculation that we present that is not within perfect harmony of your will, allow it to just roll off into a deep blue sea of your forgiveness and forgetfulness. And Father, do not let it trouble the hearts and the minds of the believers. There are many out there who stand on different stances to different degrees, and it makes things very complicated, especially in today's day and age, and the things that are coming out, the information that's coming out, much of which is not true, and much of which is slanted, much of which is biased, much of which is very difficult, censored indeed, and it's exceedingly difficult nowadays, Father, to ferret out the truth amongst all of the deception, the lies, the misconceptions that are out there. And we just praise your holy name, and we pray and ask you, Father, that you would please, anything that is important, anything that needs to embed itself into the hearts and the minds of your people, Father God, to make them awake and aware, even at a level that is much higher than the vast majority of the believers out there. Father, we know that it's not understanding of the darkness. We know that it's not being aware of the agenda of the darkness that gives us some sort of special privilege into the kingdom. We know that it is your love and the love that we have imbued into our very existence, into our heart, into our soul. It is that love that we have for one another as fellow believers. It is that love that puts us on our knees to pray for people all over the world, the lost, the people, and ask them, and ask you, Father, for angels of light and love and the presence of Jesus to come upon them in dreams and visions of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men, when they slumbereth upon their bed, to save their souls from the pit and to seal their instruction. Father, please keep us on our knees. Please keep us at the ready. And please, Father God, for those out there who have fallen for the various deceptions, there aren't just one, there are many. And they're good. They're really good. And Father, we just pray for our fellow brothers and sisters who have probably, we know that this, to some extent, possibly a very, very large percentage extent, have slipped into that rut and are following along in that pathway. And for whatever reason, they don't seem to have the discernment to recognize that they're in a rut of deception. And it could lead to them not being ready, not being on their knees, not dwelling in the secret place of the Most High, not being ready for the first watch, the barley harvest, our imminent departure from this alien demon-infested rock. And I used to say that in jest, but Father, nowadays I think so many people are waking up to these things. It's, you can still say it in jest in a tongue-in-cheek sort of a manner, but we all know that it's actually true. We've known that for years. Father, we praise you, and we pray that you will imbue upon our hearts the things that we need to know and to be ready, and also to have the wisdom to understand that there are many of us, our fellow brothers and sisters whom we love dearly, who are limited, or they have biases and very strong feelings about certain things, and they easily take offense. Father, we don't want anybody to take offense to things. If anyone feels even slightly like they're feeling offended, we pray that they will just turn off the radio. Just flip the off button. Father, we would much rather to have peace and love like you have commanded us, Jesus. For that is how people will know that we are yours, by the love that we show for one another. And we pray that that becomes part of our existence with the presence of Jesus in each of our hearts. For it is no longer we who live, but Christ who lives in us. And we give you all the praise and worship. And Father God and Lord Jesus, especially, we pray. Matthew 18:19, where two or more gathered on this earth together, believing, that will be given to us by our Father. We thank you for that promise, Jesus. And we are commanded in Luke 21:36, once we realize we're part of the fig tree generation, which we do, to pray always to be counted worthy to escape all these things that are about to come to pass and stand before you. And it can only be at the wedding supper. And we cannot hardly wait, believe me. But you know, because God doesn't see as man sees. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh upon the heart. 1 Samuel 16:26-27b, I think it is. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And Father, I just also ask you to please place the spirit of forgiveness on any of those out there that are sitting there sifting through their Bibles looking for me to make a mistake, because I'm doing all these things from memory. It's very, very difficult. And I will continue to try to embed chapter and verse over and over again as much as I have time for with my job and everything. Father, we just pray for a spirit of forgiveness and love to come upon everybody's hearts, that we can be one in you and be ready for the days ahead. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you forevermore. Forevermore. Amen. All right, first and foremost, let's ask the kids a question. Kids, are you ready for some potentially heart-troubling information, but is almost certainly going to come to pass? Are you ready for something that might be, you know, make your spirit rumble a little bit and question things a little bit? On the cutting edge, kids, are you sure you want to be there? You do? I kind of had a feeling that you probably did. You've been hanging out with us for a really, really long time. What, 14? Approaching 14 years as of July, huh? All right. Real Jesus kids are raised by their parents to understand that there is nothing more important than being with Jesus. And that they're excited because we're soon going to be there. Isn't that right, kids? We're soon going to be there. All right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, on that note, let's go ahead and shuffle our way into, or as the folks in the UK say, push forward into this topic. Thank you, Jesus. All right, praise God. It's going to be a difficult show for me to pull off, and so I may fumble a little bit here and there because there are key, like right now I'm looking for something and I'm already struggling to find it. Wait a minute, hold on, that can't be it. Oh, looks like it is. All right, praise God. Now I'm hunting. This is a very difficult show. I'm just going to say this one more time. This is a very difficult show to do. I'm not even sure how well I'm going to be able to pull it off. And at this time, and you will notice that I pause, because the flood of information that has come in that is supportive of these things is beyond words. I really wanted this to only be an hour. It might end up being a two-hour segment, like many in the past have been. The reason why I waited like I did I just took my I just took my medications. It makes my mouth so dry I can't even talk. Praise Jesus. So the way that the Lord has worked with me over the last 14 years, and I am just going to round it up to 14 now, is I will get trouble. This happened with the gun thing. I couldn't understand for the life of me. I knew in my heart, just from reading the New Testament over and over and over and over and over again, that guns were out. Any kind of earthly weapons were out. I read Fox's Book of Martyrs. I understood how the early Christians thought and how they behaved, how the Bogomils behaved when they were being slaughtered by Pope Innocent III and his mercenaries that would ride in on horseback and pull them out of their cottages and call them out into the quad area and murder them. In some cases, tying them to stakes and burning them to death with their very children in hand. Their children... The thing that is very hard for the American Christian, especially, certainly not the ones over in Syria, certainly not many of them that are over in Africa right now, certainly not the ones that are being horribly treated in Goma Town, which is a, boy, I'll tell you, Pipes International needs, Pipes, P-I-P-E-S, international.org needs your contributions now more than ever, because they're helping people that are being, well, they're being slaughtered. They found something like 14 or 17 Christians inside of a church beheaded. But it's people laying dead in the streets all over Goma Town right now. So again, things are a lot worse than we realize that they are. But it's the hidden agenda that is the worst of all. So when I was having difficulty with the gun thing, because I read the same scriptures, you know, I told people, I said it out overtly on the air many times. We are not to use guns ever. You cannot shoot your way into heaven and think Jesus is going to say, welcome, good and faithful servant, for killing a whole bunch of people on your way here. Didn't I tell you to have love? Didn't I tell you that you were sheep led to the slaughter? Did you even read Romans 12? Oh, but people would tell me all the time, oh, but, you know, look at the scripture. It says, you know, sell your knapsack, sell this, sell that, and go find yourself some swords. I've had people tell me that that's proof positive that the apostles used to carry swords all the time. No, it's the opposite. But I cover that in a show, and I'm going to go ahead and download that show. I'm pretty sure I already have a copy on my local thing, and I'll upload it to the website. Where I have all the web-based at tribulationnow.com, two ends in the middle, the actual podcasts. I'll put it in the list so people can find it. I do miss a lot of the features that Blog Talk Radio had. Nobody had anything like it. Nobody had the multiple phone call lines that people could call in and roll over into a big queue that you could go through and everything. Nobody has it. Rumble doesn't have it. Nobody has it. Nobody has it. So anyway, it's okay. We rock and roll with the changes. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus rock and roll, of course. All right. Hallelujah. So anyway, So I prayed and prayed and prayed about the whole swords thing. Now, I realized that they only found two swords, and Jesus said, that's enough. And there's 13 people there. So why would two swords be enough? And why did Peter cut off the ear of the person at the Garden of Gethsemane? And then Jesus is like admonishing him and picking up the ear and healing the person who had their ear cut off. All right, here's the thing. It was to fulfill the prophecy that was actually mentioned in the scripture. Okay, where it says, you know, go sell your knapsacks and such and go get swords, go find swords. Okay, why did Jesus say that two swords were enough for 13 people? Well, it says right there that Jesus could be counted amongst the transgressors. It says it right there in the scripture, but everybody overlooks that. That's actually a fulfillment of a prophecy in Isaiah. Jesus being counted amongst the transgressors. It was important to Jesus to have the sword, at least one or two, in the midst of the apostles and everything when that moment came, because it gave them fuel for the fire to count Jesus amongst the transgressors, which would be a fulfillment of the prophecy in Isaiah. Now, I don't have scripture and verse, but you can look it up electronically. Just type into Google or any other search engine, Bible, counted amongst the transgressors, And you'll find it. I'm not going to take the time to do it. You can do it. We should all be rifling through, thumbing through, reading our Bible as much as we can right now. Praise God. And I'm watching the time just melt away. So I really wanted to take it easy this weekend as much as possible because things are going to get really ugly last week. When I was going to do this program Friday evening at 5, but all heck broke loose. And by the time I got out of work at about 5:30, my hands were visibly shaking. And that's just how it is. The people that are working in corporate America right now are going through heck on earth. Okay. Now, there are some that are not. They're in healthcare, for example. Well, healthcare is burgeoning right now. Okay. There are certain professions in corporate America that are doing very, very well. But there are other ones that are fighting for their lives. And the ones that are fighting for their lives, what they're doing is they're cutting back staff. Layoff, 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 layoff. And then they take all the work and they just give it to those that are left over. And then they're working really long hours under incredibly high pressure, wondering if they're the next one to get the axe. All right, Audacity froze up on me again, so I don't know where it stopped. But anyway, so this, if I repeat myself a little bit, please forgive me, because I don't know sometimes where Audacity stops. I just, my chameleon eye doesn't do a good job of watching it, because I'm trying to think about what it is I'm talking about. But anyway, so I prayed and prayed and prayed about the gun thing, and God gave it to me. Now, it's not one prayer. This is something that I dwell upon with the Lord, and I talk to him. Sometimes I'm in tears. Sometimes I'm walking around the house. Father, I can't deal with this. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Should I cast lots? You know, it says in Proverbs, and the lot is cast into the lap, but it's every word is from the Lord. You'll have to look that one up. Wish I had every single one of 31,102 Bible verses from the Textus Receptus listed out that I could just highlight all of them. Someday I might actually do that. I might actually go back to the show notes for the prayer vigil and extrapolate all of the top scriptures and then just put them in a big and laminate it so I can have it here at my disposal and call it out for you. All right. Because there's a lot of people that are listeners to the show that are not technically adept. Okay, there's a lot of listeners that do not want to be on social media at all, so they will not join Twitter. I send them links and they say, oh, I can't see them. I depend on you, John, to tell me what's going on, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the diversities of the listeners of this program are vast. There are those who believe in this. There are those who believe in that. There are those who believe in all of the things. The ones that have been with this program since 2011 have been not only introduced to exceedingly advanced concepts over the years, but they've also had guests come on the radio show to confirm them, authors of many books. And so it's embedded into their heart and they know that it's a fact. But the newer listeners don't know these things. And I can't solve that problem. If there was some way that God would just have a stork fly over my house and drop $1 million in a bag on my porch, problem solved. Okay, I could quit my day job and I could do this all the time, but I can't. It's just how it is. And it's okay. Praise Jesus. I'll just keep on juggling. All right. So God gave me the answer to the gun thing. He handed it to me and I cried. When I read it, I just sobbed and sobbed and sobbed because I knew it was the Lord giving me that answer. Same thing just happened regarding Trump and Musk. That's why the title of this program is going to be The Hidden Agenda. But how long? The how long part, God doesn't want us to know the answer to. Simple as that. We know that there's about to be a financial collapse. It's been talked about all the way back to the early 2000s. Gerald Salante and various guests on Alex Jones. The list goes on and on and on. The $2 quadrillion worth of real estate derivatives that are literally like a soggy graham cracker ready to snap in half. The list is so huge, and I don't have time to go over it. There are some people who specialize in only that, but we don't have time. That'll be the fulfillment of the third seal. The fourth seal will be when we go into World War III. The information that I covered on the prior show, winds of war, some of that has changed. The dynamics are changing so fast right now that it is not possible to keep up with them. Let me give you an example. Zelensky giving mineral rights to Trump. It's on, it's off. 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 Literally 24 hours cannot go by without there being a change to that dynamic. Okay, so anyway, I'm not sure if it's on or off right now, but I think it's off. I'm pretty sure it's off, that Zelensky has reneged once again on that deal. By the way, this same dynamic is happening with Donald Trump over and over and over again for the very reason that I explained to you on a prior show in regard to the power of presidential directives. They have unlimited power over federal agencies, but they have very limited power over the states. Now, Trump would have you believe that that's not true, and that Pam Bondi is going to go in and round up all those naughty, naughty, governors that they don't like and all that kind of stuff and throw them all in jail. No, it's not going to happen. There is what's known as constitutional law, and you cannot break constitutional law with a presidential directive. You can squelch the presidential directive. You can eliminate it. And yes, there are lawmakers out there that are saying, we're going to take all these 100 plus presidential directives and we're going to turn them into law, which, of course, makes things much more difficult for, heaven forbid, another president that would come along and try to change them. Now then, let's get back on track to what I want to focus on this particular show. If I have the time left, I'll read over some of the headlines, maybe make a comment, but I think the one-hour shows are most impactful. I prayed about this a lot. I struggled a lot. Oh my gosh, did I struggle. Because this is the exact news that nobody wants to hear. And you know what? When you're called by the Lord to do a show called Tribulation Now, and I am not going to get into my testimony. I have my testimony posted on tribulationnow.com, two ends in the middle. And that testimony only has about 2/3 of the unbelievable supernatural things that have happened to me. It doesn't really include the vast majority of stuff that occurred in the last, 8 years, or I don't know. I can't count them. I don't have time. All right. So anyway, that's how God reveals things to me. I mope. I cry. I whine. I talk to him. I don't understand. What do I do? Do I cast lots? Father, I need an answer now, please. And then sometimes a miracle happens, a mini miracle, and I get a piece of information. And I just have this, moment occur. I'm like, no, that's it. That's it. That's exactly what's going on. Well, that's exactly what is going on. And there are going to be a lot of people that don't like what I have to say, and that's okay. Turn it off. It's not required to enter the kingdom of God. What is holiness and righteousness. Practicing it, loving Jesus with all of your heart, loving him so much, loving your Father with all your heart, your mind, and your soul. Obsessive love with our Heavenly Father and our Jesus, our King, our friend, the lover of your soul. And having that love spill over, that you would give to the poor, which is lending to God, that you would touch other people's lives. That's what's important to God. And our prayer for the lost. That's important. Not knowing this stuff. But this will keep people on their knees. This is important because it will prevent the people that are tricked into believing that they're pastors in the American church. And I know I'm generalizing, and I know that that's wrong, and I don't want this to be a generalization. But I do want to suggest the likelihood that 98.999 or maybe even 99.999 of the pastors that are standing before the congregations and the churches in the United States, especially, but not just the United States, also all over the world. They're just going with the lemmings. They're flowing along as they always have been. They believe that the Abrahamic covenants give them special privilege and they're all going to be invited into heaven. They don't preach hellfire and brimstone. They don't preach sin. They don't talk about 1 Peter 4:7, where it says, if the righteous one is scarcely saved, where will the sinner and the ungodly be? They don't bring that up. There's none of that in the church anymore, hardly at all. Once in a while, maybe. Just depends on the church. And I can't possibly... There's, I think it was 30,000 churches in the United States alone. Or is it 33,000 denominations? And I'd have to look it up. But I'm not going to take the time to do that. You can search on that if you want to. All right, I'm going to move on. Here's the epiphany that came down upon me. I'm going to read it to you right now. All right. Elon and Donald Trump, from privatization to perdition. How downsizing government builds the beast. Everything Elon touches is either government-funded, subsidized, or directly intertwined with the military-industrial complex. From SpaceX to Tesla to Starlink to Neuralink. He's been a defense contractor for years, hidden in plain sight under the guise of, quote, free market innovation, end quote. So let's cut the, this particular person uses colloquialisms that I'm not going to repeat. Let's cut the blank. Who's really building what here? Because it sure as heck isn't some grassroots genius billionaire changing the world out of sheer ingenuity. It's the systematic construction of the beast system. One surveillance satellite, one brain chip, one artificial intelligence controlled infrastructure at a time. Every, quote, advancement he pushes forward is another brick in the technocratic cage. So again, who's really building what? And it's not just Elon, him and Trump, through things like the Department of Government Efficiency and privatization, and these supposedly populist shakeups are quietly laying the groundwork to upgrade the government's entire infrastructure. They pretend they're shrinking the system when in reality, they're just removing the human element. Layoffs. Firings. That's just phasing out people so artificial intelligence can take over. Decentralization. That's just a Trojan horse for automation and smart contracts replacing human decision-making. They're not making the system smaller. They're making it more efficient, more soulless. Just a few automations away from Skynet running the world, judging every move, every transaction, with the help of J.D. Vance and Peter Thiel of Palantir, one of the world's largest government contractors for biometric surveillance in the world. They're the ones who wrote the code, the AI code, that powered the robotic dogs that shot people in Palestine. Every thought, soon enough. What looks like deregulation is actually the final consolidation of power, a system so streamlined, so ruthlessly efficient, that it no longer needs a government in the traditional sense. No presidents, no parliament, no human oversight, just code, just surveillance, and artificial intelligence executing the will of the people. And the best part? Those who scream freedom, patriotism, are the ones rolling out the red carpet for it. They cheer on the privatization. They embrace the automation. They celebrate the end of the government overreach, all while the infrastructure of their enslavement is being laid brick by digital brick. Because they don't see it as enslavement. Not when they think their guy, their messiah, their Trump, will be the one sitting on the throne, given to them by God. There are even preachers out there that are publicly telling everybody that if you do not support Donald Trump, you do not support God, and you're going to hellfire. I added that, by the way, and that's true. It's very, very true. But there will be no throne. There will be no king. That's the joke. That's the great irony. Oh, and by the way, this person, I don't know what kind of a believer this individual is, and I'm really not too worried about it. What I am going to say is the leaving out of the Antichrist is noteworthy. Okay? And remember, when Jesus comes for his people in the barley harvest, the wheat harvest, and the grape harvest in Revelation 14, that's clandestine. Jesus doesn't show up in the clouds at that time. Everybody in the world doesn't see him coming. Only the people that are being raptured and believe in the rapture are the ones that hear the trumpet. The ones that don't believe in a rapture don't hear the trumpet, and they stay. All right, this is derived from many prophecies, dreams, and visions over 14 years. Praise God. The beast, I'm going to continue to read. The beast doesn't need a dictator. Now, in this case, he's missing the Antichrist. And this is very common. Trump missed the Antichrist. Alex Jones misses the Antichrist. Nobody reads the book of Revelation. Nobody understands the Olivet Discourse. Nobody understands the scriptures that say, there will come a time. There will come a time. What that means is when the Holy Spirit was penning the Bible back in 300 AD, give or take, okay, there will come a time separates the rest of the Bible from the time that we live in right now. Does it mean that the Bible is null and void prior to that? Absolutely not. But we must be able to discern the differences of today that are unique. Goes on to complete the dialogue here. It says, quote, the devil didn't need to take your free will. He just had to make it your biggest liability. The devil didn't need to take your free will. He just had to make it your biggest liability. He woke you up. He gave you knowledge. He let you believe that through your own mind, your own reasoning, your own ingenuity, you could circumvent God's will. And you fell for it. So I had Sister Nancy come to me. She's been this awesome saint that the Lord gave to help Tribulation Now for the last 14 years. And she has brought on hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of guests. We at one point, when I had to delete shows due to the copyright violations that I didn't understand at the time, we were seeing a degradation of willingness of guests to come on board. As things progressed darker and darker into the end times, people started getting scared. People didn't want to come on and talk about their books anymore. People were worried that the surveillance state was going to come plummeting down upon them and arrest them and take them away. And it got very difficult. And Nancy went through a lot of challenges. We did. We had 7,000 radio shows prior to the takedown of the copyright stuff. I have the originals, but they all have to be scrubbed. It takes 20 minutes to scrub one. And then you have to republish, and that's another X number of minutes, which are noteworthy. And then, you know, all kinds of stuff. It's very difficult to do, especially when you have a job. I don't know where that stork is, but I'm looking. All right, praise Jesus. So anyway, She wasn't grasping quite what I was trying to tell her because she's distracted and she's got a million things going on in her life as well. We all do. So I summarized it for her. I'm going to read the summarization. So by installing Elon Musk and Donald Trump, now listen, let me be perfectly clear about something. If you think for a second that I don't see the good things that Donald Trump is doing, then you're missing the point. I have given Donald Trump the benefit of the doubt. When he came out in 2017, I was very anti-Trump. I fell for a lot of stuff that I shouldn't have fallen for. I admit it. But all the while, I didn't feel right about things. I didn't like that his building in downtown New York had 666 all over it. I knew that various people out there were saying, oh, he's the Antichrist, and here's why. All the hidden 666s. The penthouse suite at the top of Trump Towers in downtown New York is filled with more satanic, pagan symbolism than probably any other single suite in the entire world. Never mind all the upside-down triangles that he does when he sits down. That's part of him being very, very high up in the Scottish Rite. That's a very satanic organization. And is and Eric Trump doing the same thing at the inauguration? His wife slapping his arm. I have all those videos saved. They're on tribulationnow.com. Two ends in the middle. But you have to rifle around. I can't spoon feed it to everybody. You're just going to have to take your time and go through the different articles. You'll learn a lot. And, of course, anyway, I'm not going to get into all the details. Let's read what I sent to Sister Nancy to simplify things. Quote, so by installing Elon Musk and Donald Trump, they can build fantastic trust. Now listen, all the wonderful things that Donald Trump is doing right now, all the wonderful things that Elon Musk is doing right now, and everybody else, Pam Bondi, you know, Cash Patel, the list goes on, even Hegseth or whatever, maybe I pronounced it, maybe I didn't, you know, correctly. So I'm just going to go on and skip over all that. Because there's a smoke and mirrors aspect of what's going on right now. When people are cheering, yay, yay, we love vengeance. Vengeance is God, saith the Lord in Romans 12. But we forget that. We love vigilante movies. We love to watch vengeance. But we're not supposed to be like that. Vengeance is God's. We're supposed to be beings of light and love. To the pure, all things are pure. Titus 1:15. That's who we are. Now, you can be pure and have some misconceptions in your life, but God won't hold you accountable for it because he looks upon the heart. 1 Samuel 16:7b. Is it verses 16? I think it is 16:7b. All right. Quote, so by installing Elon Musk and Donald Trump, they can build fantastic trust. Now, the key word here is fantastic trust. Please remember fantastic trust. That's trust that can't be broken easily. In fact, when Donald Trump says things in front of large groups of Trumponians, they will not blame Donald Trump for it at all. They'll boo in public. Oh, no, boo, boo. And Trump, of course, will give a like brief smile to the camera to send the message that he's in control and that he knows. And it's only a move on the 3D chessboard. And so all the Trumponians will just go like, hey, see, look, it was done on purpose. He knows. He knows. But does he? Is it being flipped, misinterpreted? Yes, it is. This fantastic Trump will grow. People have very short memories. And I'm going to break those very short memories on this program, even if I have to do 2 hours, which it looks like by the clock, I'm going to have to. All right, so I'm going to read on the simplified version that I sent over to Sister Nancy. So by installing Elon Musk and Donald Trump, they can build a fantastic trust with the American people and also a large part of the world. Very important. This fantastic trust will grow and grow and grow. Now, in the meantime, Trump and Musk have hired Larry Ellison, one of the most richest men in the world, and the head of Oracle, and the owner of OpenAI. I forget his name. Forgive me. I could look it up, but I'm not going to. And they are going to institute the Beast Computer using new technology called quantum computing. By the way, I forget, it's like called Mariana 1 or Mirani 1 or something like that. Microsoft has come out, of course, working in conjunction with other extremely brilliant scientists and organizations with a true quantum chip. Now, please don't ask me to explain the technology behind the quantum chip. What I can tell you is it's definitely alien technology. All right? We're so close to the bitter end right now that the alien tech is being released like daily. And they're starting to build data centers, entire data centers for artificial intelligence on these quantum chips. It's not there yet, but it's coming real fast. When it happens, will they tell us? No, they'll introduce us to it after it's already integrated. That's how it always works. All right, so it comes. So again, Larry Ellison and the owner of OpenAI, and they are going to institute the Beast Computer using a new technology called quantum computing. Now hold on for just a second, because I want to mention that Elon Musk was ribbing and making fun of Larry Ellison and the owner of OpenAI on Twitter. Why would he do that? He said, they don't have the funding. They don't have the funding. They don't have the funding. And Larry Ellison isn't going to pull $300 billion out of his pocket. It's not. A lot of that money, there's called what's called liquid assets and non-liquid. A person can be worth $300 billion, but it can be tied up in real estate. They have to actually sell the assets in order to get the liquid money. Okay, so just because they, you know, it's deceiving to people that don't understand finances at all. I barely understand it. It goes on to say, there are data centers that have already been built for this purpose by Elon Musk, which explains why he was making fun of Larry Ellison publicly. This would be the beast computer. Not all the other NSA, not the NSA one up in Utah, not the one that's over in Pine Gap, not the one that China has, not the one that the GCRC has, and other ones that we probably don't even know about underground. No, the beast computer will almost certainly be running off the quantum chips. That's some scary stuff. All right, so it goes on. It says, by offloading the creation of the beast computers to other companies, they can continue to build American trust. So every time they fire a bunch of people, every time they get rid of all those evil people that were part in the Pentagon, that were working against Donald Trump, that were working against the American people, that they're firing. There are now new articles coming out on Forbes right now talking about the tens of thousands of people that are walking the street. I had a conversation with my family about this. One of my sisters, I love her, but I always have to say, please, name omitted, I'm just tossing a ball over the wall. I'm not saying anything. I'm not naming any names. It's just an idea. And then she says, oh, okay. So I have to grease the rails. Otherwise, she'll assume that I don't like Trump. And if she thinks that, out comes the pitchfork and she's going to chase me down the road. Fire will shoot out of her eyes. Fire will shoot out of her ears. And I'm like, no, okay, easy. It was just a for instance. Just a for instance. Because the truth of the matter is, there's a lot of speculation that's involved in everything that I am showing, communicating right now. Speculation. We don't know every little detail. You know, God, just like it says in Romans 13, that we're supposed to pray for our governments and leaders and that they are appointed by God, we have to remember that God appoints evil leaders. Nebuchadnezzar, the iron yoke of Babylon, imagine that. I'm not going to get into how the devil uses that to convince Congress and everything. It's just awful. Watch The Family. It's still free on Netflix if you still have it. Just watch the first couple of episodes. You'll get it. They tell everybody that you're chosen by God. They don't have to open the Bible and read a single verse. They don't know what the Bible does to save their lives. But they're part of the family. They're chosen by God. Forget about all the evil kings and such. What about Saul? There's so much more. So God does choose evil kings to do things on behalf of the kingdom. But sometimes it's duplicitous. Sometimes it's actually fulfilling multiple prophecies of the Bible. Sometimes, as it says in the Bible in many places, the Lord God tests the righteous. Sometimes the righteous fail the test. All right, so by offloading the creation of the beast computer to other companies, they can continue to build American trust. When Donald Trump tears down the Federal Reserve Bank, everyone will cheer. Yay! When Donald Trump tears down the Internal Revenue Service, everyone will cheer. Yay! We are eventful people, vengeful people who love to see vengeance, even though vengeance is mine, saith the Lord in Romans 12. So as we see the Epstein list come out, everyone will want Bill Gates and the Clintons and Fauci and everyone to be arrested and put in jail. They don't realize that on the Epstein list, there are people from Israel. And the entire three-letter agencies, the CIA, the Mossad, they will scrub the list and remove all those names. They have. I can almost guarantee it. The list that's sitting on Bondi's desk, do you think that includes the Clintons? Do you think that it includes Obama, even though he's on the, the P. Diddy list? Come on. Do you think it's going to be handed over to Bondi? No. There's even people on Twitter. There are so many people on Twitter right now, or X or whatever you want to call it, that are so awake and aware. It's unbelievable. One person, one lady, even put up a list as an image onto Twitter, and it was like solid redactions all the way down the list. She said, "This is the list that's going to be given to Bondi." She's right. They're not going to put any of the Clintons away. They're not going to. No, they're not. They're, none of them. Not Obama. No, 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 no. More and more and more and more people will wake up as those lists became evident. People are out there. Their blood's thirsty with vengeance. They want these people to be thrown in jail. I can name names of a lot of people that are very public on X right now that are coming out and saying, put them in a jail. Put them in jail for the rest of it. We need Nuremberg too. Hang them from the ropes. Blah, 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 and all this other stuff. It's going to be redacted. That information is not going to be made available to the public. Nobody. Gates, none of them. They're not going to jail. Not under Donald Trump's watch. Not under anybody's watch. Because they're all part of the satanic system. The very same one that Donald Trump, by virtue of being part of the Scottish Rite, is also a part of. And don't get me going on Elon Musk and his overt Satanism. Boy, that's an endless thing. All right, praise God. So it goes on and says, the three-letter agencies will scrub the list and remove all of the, you know, people that need to be protected. This will happen prior to its release. Bill Gates, the Clintons, the Soroses, you name it, all the bad people that everybody wants arrested will not be arrested because they will be supernaturally no longer on the list. Trump and Elon will continue to build that fantastic trust because people that are punch drunk and believe that this has been ordained by God, they won't accept no for an answer. They'll say, Trump has been tricked. Some other person must have redacted them from the list. Oh, no, not redacted with black ink. No, no, no. No, instead, they removed it. They scrubbed it. They recreated a new list. You watch. You'll see. Once that trust, that fantastic trust, is accomplished amidst the American people and the churches, Elon Musk and Trump will be able to do whatever they want to do because everybody will trust them. Fantastic trust. And they will know beyond any shadow of a doubt that they can trust Donald Trump and Elon Musk. Then enter the cyber attack. Imagine if a cyber attack were to happen against the United States. Oh, maybe a half a year, maybe even a year from now. Maybe this year. And that cyber attack would cause all the lights to go out, all the banks to shut down, riots in the streets, people freaking out, no food for their children, mortgages going into foreclosure because they missed their mortgage payment. I mean, I know it can't happen that fast, but we don't know how long that outage might be. It only needs to be about a week to get the riots in the streets, the murder, the mayhem, all of the lawlessness, the police being killed in the streets by the people, these entities, these especially the Gen Xers, the Gen Zers, and now we have the upcoming Gen Aers. Oh, goodness gracious sakes alive. It goes on. At that point, Musk, cyber attack. At that point, Musk and Donald Trump will come forward and say, with fantastic trust, that we have the answer, and it will never happen again to all of your money. It will be safe. We are going to transfer everything over into the new beast. Oh, they'll leave that word out. I'm sorry. Banking system using Bitcoin or some other crypto technology. Your money will be saved. You won't lose it anymore. It'll be tucked away where no one can get to it. Cashless. We would need to have digital IDs on our phones because it's the only way that Donald Trump and Elon Musk will be able to verify that you are true blue American, that you can vote. So when your phone turns on after that cyber outage, you'll be faced with a big red screen and it will say, log on. This will provide you access to your bank, access to your money, access to, as an American, to enter and come and go into the borders. It will provide you all the things that you need to continue life as usual. So enter your data here to activate the digital ID on your phone. Well, of course, everybody's going to log in. Would I do it? Sure, I would. You say to yourself, what? Are you crazy? Why would you do that? Because I know beyond any shadow of a doubt that the mark of the beast will actually be a visible stamp on the hand. It will be a film, a microchip of a sort that is stamped. It has little jaggers on the bottom of it that you can barely even notice. And they'll stamp it on your hand. When you look at the Greek underneath the word mark in Revelation, it says it's an emblem. It has to be visible so the brown shirts of the world can say, hey, look, that person's not one of us. Have them arrested. And that's the fate that people share. Those that did not make the barley harvest. Those that were not part of the Church of Philadelphia because of willful and habitual sin in their lives. Deception doesn't count as sin. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Or else we'd all be in trouble. All right, so it goes on. It says, it goes on, they will be able to verify that you are a true blue American, that you're allowed to vote, and that you're allowed to live in the country and allowed to get medical care. Don't even get me going on the medical, on the Obama medical bill, which has the requirement for a medical ID chip. My ex-wife, her name is Dawn, she used to work at Anthem. Anthem's one of those companies that a lot of people don't know about. They own all the other. They own like so many different healthcare companies. It's unbelievable. And she would go into these meetings on a regular basis. She would tell me she was waking up. She was waking up. The whole reason why she divorced me was because she thought I lost my ever-loving mind because I showed her the DVDs by David Icke on the Mother Goddess, Confessions of a Mother Goddess. And she said, my husband has lost his ever-loving mind. She made it through all of the Alex Jones movies, the Obama deception, all of them. And she said, wow. Well, when I got to Confessions of a Mother Goddess, boink, that thin little strain of consciousness that says that I'm still sane popped. And from that point forward, she looked at me differently. As a matter of fact, she walked into my office and she said, there's out of clear blue sky. Clear blue sky. She walks into my office and she says to me, I do not see God as you see God. And then she turned around and walked out. At that point, I casted lots with a thesaurus. I said, Father, please tell me. I anointed myself with the oil. Please tell me, Father, what's going on? And when I dropped open the thesaurus on my desk, sure enough, it fell open to the word, believe it or not, knife to one's throat. Now, I forget what the root word was that it was deciphering thesaurus-wise, but one of the words that hit my eyes with blazing clarity was knife to one's throat. And I thought, ooh, it's coming. Sure enough, I returned from a consulting engagement a couple of weeks later. I'm leaving out an awful lot to the story, and I'm just going to go ahead and skip over it, but I think you get the gist. And we're very good friends right now. She happens to be extremely awake and aware. All right. And I'm going to continue the reading. Quote, and in one operation, one fell swoop, one cyber attack, the United States of America, in totality, because of their fantastic trust for Donald Trump and Elon Musk, will happily accept the new phone-based digital ID. And of course, I'm not worried about all that stuff. I'm not worried about the fact that I have facial recognition at the yin-yang because I've had to travel all of my life, and it's unavoidable if you're going to get on an airplane. I don't worry about any of that stuff. This concept of privacy is a lie. But unless you work in my profession for 28 years, and I've been working in IT since, 83? Do the math. What is that, 40-something years? So, I get stuff that other people don't get. It's natural. I know how to hack Google and get answers on things that people have no idea how to get. And that's okay. But it does help me to do this work. Praise God. And I don't always find out things that I like. I struggled over this message. Deeply struggled. Prayed and prayed and prayed. But the message is really important. For those of us who have been confused and disheartened, discouraged, depressed, feeling like God, like what Jesus said when he was hanging from the cross. Eli! Eli! Labaksamatani, why hast thou forsaken me? God hasn't forsaken any of us. Yes, things are getting stretched out a little bit longer than we thought. And yes, we're supposed to buck up and be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, nor thou be dismayed. Anybody dismayed out there, raise your hand. Wow, look at all the hands in the audience, kids. There's a lot of them. Yeah, you guys got your hands up too. Be not dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Change your diet. Exercise more. Do what you got to do. Drawing closer to God. We're getting really close, folks. Game on. Game on. So, not so surprisingly, Larry Ellison of Oracle was told and agreed upon with Donald Trump that he was not only going to create a computer system that is custom, that will customize, get this, custom mRNA vaccines for each person. It will also replace your doctor, and this computer will decide if you get surgery. It will also manage the entire surveillance state. Ellison was very open about the surveillance state, watching our every move. Those purplish colored streetlights do listen to us talk. What the range is, I have no idea. They've instituted the full surveillance state in the United Kingdom right now. It's just like China. It's awful. There are leaders over in the United Kingdom who says, they're announcing, we need you, Donald Trump, to come over to the United Kingdom and fix us, please. There's other countries. Romania wants Donald Trump to come over and fix their problems. Hungary doesn't worry about it because their leader's been like, get out of here, the whole time. And the threat of Ukraine further, deeper, harder, harsher attacks in Russia continues to loom. And don't get me going on the imminent war with Iran. It's coming. I have audio bites to support that from Alex Jones. We're in danger of imminent World War III because Iran can start an attack against Israel at any time. Don't get me going on all the other Arab states and the imminent fulfillment of Luke 21:20. When you see Jerusalem surrounded by your enemies, run for the hills. Don't even go back for clothes. Get out of here. Get out of Israel. Get out of here. What about the 2.5 or more million true Semites that have been in the streets protesting against Netanyahu? Protesting against, I'm not talking about the ones that are protesting because they want the captives released in Palestine. I'm not talking about them. There are those. They're angry as a hornet at Netanyahu. Now, there's suspicious things taking place, like the latest, the last Israeli that got released from the Palestinians in front of the camera, kiss the head of several of his Palestinian captives. We have testimonies of many women, young ladies, that said they were treated like royalty by the Palestinians while in captive. All the while, Netanyahu comes forward and says, they have been horribly treated. They have been raped. They have been terribly beaten and all kinds of horrible things. It's just like the false flag of October the 7th. I knew it was a false flag. I knew 9/11 was a false flag. It was the CIA and the Israeli Mossad that wired the buildings for controlled demolition, which is why they fell at free fall speed, which is why Building 7 collapsed when there was never a plane that hit it. That is impossible! That is impossible! Why were there 6 Mossad agents arrested by the government, jumping for joy over on Staten Island as they watched the buildings collapse? It's not an easy job. Some of the tallest buildings in the world, bringing them down at record speed, controlled demolition. What was that for? Why did they do it? How come the Patriot Act was written years prior in the 90s? How come there's so much symbolism all over the world? What about the Simpsons and their whole thing about planes hitting the... And why did... I mean, oh my gosh, the list is so huge, it's unbelievable. How come Marvin Bush was placed in charge of Securicom, the security facility that was watching over, yes, the World Trade Centers? Where did all the gold go that they had stored underground? Did you know that Marvin Bush's contract ended on 9/11/2001? Yes. Did you know that they were doing what they called a elevator renovation for several long months prior to the event? And why were all the people from Israel that worked in the World Trade Center towers called and told not to go to work that day? How weird. Must be because of the Abrahamic covenant. I don't know. And you know what? I don't care, because we're not from here. We are not staying here. We are leaving this place. And I have a lot more information to put out about these things. Proof positive that the things that I'm saying are not just made up. Figments of my sanctified imagination, they are. Are they? So I'll end the little commentary to Sister Nancy. And not so surprisingly, Larry Ellison of Oracle was told and agreed upon with Donald Trump in front of everybody. It was publicly announced, although they have censored it from Twitter all of a sudden. They didn't censor the Larry Ellison stuff, which I promptly downloaded. Unfortunately, they did censor the one where Donald Trump was standing in the room with them saying, "These are my boys!" In so many words. To create custom mRNA vaccines with this supercomputer that will target specific types of cancer. Wait a minute. I thought these guys were supposed to be intelligent. Didn't anybody bother to listen to Dr. Lee Merritt? She dug up books from the 1800s where medical professionals had pulled cancer pockets out of people, put them under microscopes, and said, wait a minute, look at all the parasites. I had 2 lumps on my body that I was concerned about, so I started doing a daily regimen of fenbendazole 444, one in the morning, one in the night. One in the morning, one in the night. Did it for an entire month. The lumps are gone. Fenbendazole 444, freely available on Amazon to people who live in the United States. Now, what I feel bad about is that it's blocked from people who live elsewhere. Get yourself a stock. It's not cheap, but good to have. You never know when one of your loved ones comes up with a diagnosis. All right. But it will appear to replace your doctor. It's going to create mRNA vaccines. What will they have in them? Graphene oxide nanoparticles and luciferase. So that when they put the stamp, the emblem on your hand, that microfilmed stamp, it's really a very, very advanced microcircuit that interfaces the nanoparticle architecture We're being turned into robots. It's a type of, what do they call that? Synchronicity. No. There's a term for it. But anyway, I'm forgetting the term. Forgive me for that. It'll come back. We're all being turned into, or the foundation, I should say, is being injected to the human race to turn us all into those who worship the beast and the image of the beast. Have you seen what AI can do? The images are, what about deep fakes? I work in cybersecurity. There's entire teachings on deep fakes. People are very concerned about it. And it goes on to say, we'll replace your doctor and decide whether you get surgery. And it will also manage the entire surveillance state. All the cameras, the facial recognition, the biometrics, people are afraid. Oh no, if the Apple iPhone is, they can't use the encryption anymore over in Europe because they want to be able to read every single thing on the iPhone. They're taking away all of the security from the iPhone all over Europe right now. Well, that kind of messes things up, especially in my profession. Because it's in confliction with the GDPR, which says that you must encrypt that information for privacy's sake. But they require them to take it away. So I go back to the reading. The cameras, the surveillance state, all of it will be injected into that beast computer. It's the same surveillance state and social management program that is in place in China right now that blocks people who have done naughty things from even entering their own apartments, from being able to ride on public transit. That surveillance state is alive and well. Once that computer is linked to the other computers in the world, by the way, they'll link them. The finishing touch is known as the mark of the beast. It is the beast computer that has to control all of these things. They need AI working at quantum computer speeds to be able to calculate all of the information, the social score that is going to be used to control humanity. In the meantime, Israel, with the help of the United States, will have taken over most of the Middle East. But already as they are doing now, so the Arab states will start the fight and the war will eventually take over Jerusalem. Like Luke 21:20 says, and it will be fulfilled. Once again, audacity stopped on me, so forgive me. I'm going to rewind a little bit. Once that computer is linked to other computers, I'm looking at my time. I'm 107. Oh, please don't make me have to compress this. The Arab nations will rise up as Israel continues to expand. Luke 21:20 will be fulfilled. With all the fuss about UFOs right now, I imagine that it's quite possible that the David Doetry UFO could show up in the sky pretty much at any time. I wouldn't sell the farm right now, though. Hang in there. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to leave you with this 1 hour. But the next program, I'm going to play Larry Ellison's testimonies. I'm going to play the fact that Donald Trump came forward and had Borla, the head of Pfizer, come to one of his events. And he called Borla out as a great businessman, a really great businessman. And everybody in the crowd went, boo, boo. And folks, do you think Trump didn't really mean it? Think again. God bless you all. I pray that what you need to hear, if any of it, will lodge into your spirit, make you ready, because nothing has stopped. It's just moving forward with a different set of actors. Glory be to Jesus. Thank you, Father. We praise you for allowing us to share this information. In Jesus' name.